I worked to ensure full funding for the first of these facilities in last year's NDAA, including a low observable coating restoration facility, a wash rack and maintenance hangar, an expanded flight simulator facility, and more. This year's NDAA continues that work with additional funding for the low observable coating restoration facility, as well as funding for two additional construction projects, a weapons generation facility and a radio frequency facility that will be needed to ensure Ellsworth is able to fully conduct the nuclear and stealth B-21 missions.